Classic Country, 94.7 Kix FM. Good afternoon. This is Jason live on location at the Beanhole Bean Dinner at the Lumberman's Museum, where it's definitely been a huge success. Thank you to all the folks that have showed up. There's still plenty of beans to go around, though, so if you want an awesome Beanhole Bean Dinner, come on down Route 159 in Patton. On the Shin Pond Road, and I am joined here with Mr. Jeremy Ouellette of the Wolf Den Picket Project, who, by the way, thank you for being a sponsor of Patton Pioneer Days this year.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah.
So, now, Wolf Den Picket Project, it's kind of a new name to the area. Can you tell people and our listeners, what is Wolf Den Picket and the Wolf Den Picket Project?
So, Wolf Den Resources is a mineral exploration development company. We have a focus on high-grade polymetallics right now, and that's where the Picket Project comes in. So Picket is a project location, I guess, that is a mineral deposit. It has high-grade zinc, and there is some lead and copper, and a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold in there as well. Zinc being the primary mineral that we're after for the deposit. So the Picket Project that people are starting to learn more about is it's a geological deposit that's North Patton, about 9 miles away, and about 5 miles into the woods off Route 11. And what we're doing right now is communicating as much as we can with all of the surrounding communities, trying to understand, engage, you know, questions and comments about the project. And then also, in the meantime, we're applying to the Land Use Planning Commission in the state of Maine about for rezoning of the project. So we own roughly 7,000 acres of land up there. And what we're looking to do is rezone about 374 acres through Land Use Planning Commission so that we can ultimately get into the woods and do a lot of detailed, you know, technical studies and that sort of thing over the next 3-4 years.
So here's a question that's kind of on my mind. What is the general reaction of the public been so far that you can see?
Great question. I've been extremely pleasantly surprised with the reaction. I think that folks around here, especially knowing that we're not asking to start a project specifically, what we're asking to do is basically get a confidence level of the support or disapproval from the public locally, so that we can confidently move forward in those next planning stages. Frankly, it's pretty expensive. We're going to be spending anywhere between 10 and 20 million bucks to do all of the detailed environmental studies and social studies and all that sort of stuff. So it's not something that we can just go into blind. So what we've been doing the last couple of years is just, as you said, just kind of gauging the public interest in the project. And what we've found is certainly locally a very positive reaction. Not everybody is super excited about having a mining project, but I think most people are asking extremely intelligent questions. There's a very sincere interest in learning about the project, and that's ultimately what we're proposing as the next step. So I think when people understand that, then they kind of you know, relax a little bit, and knowing that there's lots of opportunity for them to challenge the project later. And right now, it's all about learning. It's all about data and really just locking down those sciences.
So if somebody like has further questions after listening today, right on Main Street in Patton, of course, where the old Patton Drug is, I believe that's 20 Main
20
Street.
Yeah,
20 Main Street. Just go on in Monday through Friday, and somebody will be there to inevitably answer your questions.
Yeah. So a little over a year ago, we decided to rent out the old Patton Drug, as you said, at 20 Main in Patton. And so we set up a little shop there. Leah Page, she's our lead technical person. She's a senior scientist with the group. She's there. Technically, we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 to 5. But, you know, she's there pretty well every day. So stop in any time. We love answering any questions that people might have. Just, you know, we're very passionate scientists. We love to have the conversation about, you know, any technical questions, any social questions, any economic questions. Love it. Please come out and ask questions. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Again, Jeremy Ouellette with the Wolfden Picket Project. Thank you for talking to us today.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Did you have some beans today?
Yeah, sure did. I had a bunch of them and they were delicious. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy. All right, we are live on location at the Lumberman's Museum, Route 159 in Patton, for Patton Pioneer Days. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock.